Inaugural podcast of Santa Cruz Unfiltered. I'm Ben, and I'll be your tour guide here. Each week I write a little online column called The Weekly Dump. Maybe some of you have heard about it. Hopefully some of you read and follow it. I've spent the past 2.5 years covering the local scene and pontificating about it. It's usually published every Thursday night or Friday morning over on www.santamierda.com. You can Google it. It's free. There aren't any annoying pop-ups or ads or spam. Just the vibrantly honest truth about Santa Cruz, California. So what I'm hoping to bring to this podcast is more of the same type of stories and attitude I bring to the Weekly Dump each week. I might feature some music to break up the chat. I might have guests on at some point. Each podcast won't run longer than a half hour, and they might be slightly shorter than that. I want to keep your attention and not put anyone to sleep. Podcast will be archived and available over on SoundCloud as well. So that's the background introduction. Thanks for listening. And let's get this podcast started. So this week, I've got a few things to talk about. So last Thursday, I heard about a guy who stabbed somebody in Depot Park in front of their kid. It happened right after I published last week's dump, so I failed to make that column. But I'll probably cover it more this week. According to police, it happened last Tuesday, but it took us a few days to hear anything about it, and that was only because KION News had a story about it. Nothing from the city, nothing from SCPD. I'm not surprised. So a 30-year-old confronted the victim and asked them a question, and then after responding, the suspect swung a knife at the victim and stabbed them in the arm before running away on foot. Of course, this happened right across the street from the SCPD police station. The victim identified the suspect by looking through online booking pictures. What a great idea. Recidivism is so high, just look at the latest mugshots to find your at-large wanted suspect. The man was arrested the next day for assault with a deadly weapon. He was on probation at the time in Santa Cruz through something called, quote, post-release community supervision, unquote. If you break that down, that translates to, he's out of jail now. Keep an eye on him for us, will you? In other news, Drew needs a new rental. I noticed on his Facebook page that freshly elected rookie city council member Drew Glover is looking for a new rental to move into. Wait, wasn't he the swing vote in the last city council meeting where they basically thumbed their noses at every person who voted down Measure M, all 65% of the voters? Yep, same guy. I know a lot of folks are laughing at the irony here. I might have had a chuckle myself. I'm not shy about my outspoken opinion on rent control. It's a stupid idea. It fails to recognize basic economic theory like supply and demand. But it's one of those emotional decisions that people ultimately vote with their heart over their brain. In other news, and what I found to be kind of shocking information, I heard from a local Uber driver who floored me when they talked about the big problem of underage drinking at downtown bars. Apparently, Uber is a popular choice for underage students living up the hill at UCSC, go figure. And they aren't shy about talking about it, especially the girls. Of course, this story is so low on the public and media radar right now, but it's ripe for investigative journalism, if anybody's out there. Where there's smoke, there's usually fire. My source name-dropped many local familiar bars on Pacific Avenue and the areas around downtown. I'm not going to name anyone, because I have no proof, but this story is definitely worth sniffing around about. At the very least, I hope SCPD looks into it. I see no reason for my source to lie about any of this. It seems to have a good, steady stream of customers up at UCSC. I doubt they're looking to lose that business. And I'm not surprised here, either. I mean, what could possibly go wrong with downtown bars looking the other way when young attractive girls from UCSC want to spend money in their bars? Okay, let's play a little music.
Patapouf. Venu de la verrerie, il dit toujours la vérité et se marbre seul dans ses discutés.
En ce moment, le téléphone sonne tous les matins pour dire des trucs plus ou moins de ce qu'on veut.
Il se coquérise, ce sacré patapouf. Venu de la verrerie, il dit toujours la vérité et se marbre seul dans ses lignes biscuitées. Par terre, étendue, la girouette coule de girofle.
Intelligent.
Il se coquérise, ce sacré patapouf.
Okay, that was called Cafe Connection by Morgan TJ, music courtesy of ccmixter.org. The opening music comes from Brad Sucks and MC Jack in the Box, also courtesy of ccmixter.org and the artists. Each week I might feature a track or two of music you've probably never heard of before, hoping to shine a light on some cool music by relatively unknown independent artists. So here's a couple quick items from the next weekly dump. Funny Money takes down the Aptos burglar. So last Friday night, residents of a home in Aptos were tired of being robbed and burglarized, so they decided to take matters into their own hands. Apparently, the owners of the home have a guest house that was repeatedly being broken into and burglarized, so they set a trap to catch the thief, who they suspected might be a former tenant. They set up motion sensor surveillance cameras and placed fake money inside of a locked guest house. When they were alerted by the motion sensor of the video, they observed the thief in the act. After calling the sheriff's office, deputies surrounded the area and located the burglar hiding in his vehicle down the street with the fake money in his possession. He was arrested for burglary and booked into county jail. So I'm curious, though, where does one get fake money? I mean, I saw a photo of it online, and the money appeared to be real-looking $100 bills. It wasn't Monopoly money. And I doubt anybody is that stupid to think it was real unless it looked like real money. So, where do you get fake money like that? Good question. And in our usual county probation story and the gift that keeps on giving, early Friday morning, SCPD stopped a vehicle on Laurel near Center Street for an unknown reason. The 31-year-old driver is apparently on probation and was in possession of a fake gun, bump keys, whatever those are, a bolt cutter, a baseball bat, burglary tools, and drug paraphernalia. I'm sure there's a perfectly good explanation for all this. Maybe he's an actor and former baseball player now working as a locksmith for a doctor's office. Yeah, that explains it. He was arrested, his vehicle got towed, and probation placed a, quote, hold on him, whatever that means. Is that like a version of hold my beer? I guess a probation hold means the new criminal charges are serious enough that the accused won't be allowed to bail out. Serious enough? Seriously?
Your favorite color.
That was the beautiful Paint the Sky by Jerris, courtesy of CC Mixter again. Hope you're enjoying the show this week. It's obviously still a work in progress, given the fact this is the first podcast. I'd love to know what you think of the show, the format, stuff you'd like to see included or more of, stuff you'd like to hear less of. And please, feel free to leave comments, either on SoundCloud or on the Santa Mierda website. I'm still debating what to actually call this show. Right now, I'm just calling it Unfiltered. But a number of people have made some fine and funny suggestions over on the Facebook page. And I thank everyone for their suggestions. Maybe I'll pick my favorite five and have a poll. So don't forget to check out the Weekly Dump, published every Thursday night, keeping Santa Cruz vibrantly honest every week since 2016, 2.5 years without a break. I'll also post links to this and future podcasts over on the website at www.santamierda.com. Thanks for listening. Check back next week for the next edition. And just remember, you get what you're willing to tolerate. Adios, muchachos.